Until the end of the 20th century, Domènech i Montaner had been the most misunderstood of the modernist architects, his work being considered an example of Art Nouveau bad taste. He gained recognition thanks to studies by Auriol Bohigas, who highlighted his knowledge of new materials and the ways that these could be applied in the structure of buildings. He was also one of the architects who best understood how to combine all the arts applied to architecture, recovering ancient techniques and employing modern procedures where necessary. His extensive knowledge of the history of art and his mastery of drawing made it easy for him to design his buildings right down to the finest detail. This was a skill that would result in work of extraordinary high quality in the hands of the finest craftsmen of the day, combined with the ability to manage a large number of first-rate artisans and industrialists. It earned him a reputation. He is often called the conductor of the orchestra. In the exhibition Modernisme Towards the Culture of Design, you can see a series of objects, furniture, lighting, tiles, marquetry and more, which formed part of ensembles designed by Domènech, and are good examples of the way in which he integrated the applied arts into his work. From the main floor of the Casa Yeo y Morera, one of the most opulent projects, not only by this particular architect, but in the whole of Catalan Modernisme, you can see the hall seat, attributed to furniture maker and close collaborator Gaspar Omar, and some copper angels designed by Josep Pey that were part of a fireplace, as well as Pei's beautiful designs in gouache for the marquetry of the living room furniture, the work of Omar, and the porcelain heads and hands, like those that complement the mosaics in the dining room, also designed by Pei and made in Antoni Serra's workshop. But as well as being an architect, Domènech was also a prominent figure, a politician and cultural promoter, illustrator and graphic designer, publishing art director, scholar of art, archaeology and heraldry, and was for many years the director of the Barcelona School of Architecture. He also possessed an extensive library, which included works by Violet Leduc, a leading figure at that time.